The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Das Ein Auf. The Gemara brings the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. And the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Akiva, what does he do with the pasuk? Toshav v'sachar lo yechaloi. Shrek Gemara, Rabbi Akiva, hay toshav v'sachar my avodai. What does he do with this pasuk? The Gemara is a shaka v'tarya. The Gemara says, in the maskana, that I need the pasuk to teach me the din of lasuya ger shemo v'lo tova. He comes to tell me that a ger, in order for someone to be megayer, he needs the bris mila and he needs to be toivel. So if he did a bris mila and he was not yet toivel, he's not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. And also the pasuk tells me the katan shenegu gishumo, if a katan, somebody was born, until he has a bris mila, he's a arul. The Mishnah Gemara says that if a katan that was noilad mal, he was born already has a bris mila, the arul was removed, still he's not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach. Why not? Because the Gemara says the kisavar, because Rabbi Akiva holds sir lahatif imenu dam bris. That means that a katan that's noilad mal, even though he doesn't have an arla and it's not possible to do with bris mila, and you would think that there is absolutely no mitzvah for such a katan to do a bris mila, still the halacha is Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, that you have to do a tafas dam bris, you have to take some blood out of the makim of the mila, that's called a tafas dam bris, and until that's done, he's not considered that he has properly fulfilled the mitzvah of bris mila. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva says, we darshan from this pasuk that a katan that has not yet had performed upon him a tafas dam bris, he is not allowed to eat karban pesach. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, explains why is this halacha that if a katan was born without an arla and he already has a mila, why is it necessary to perform a tafas dam bris? So the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Hei, says the reason why you must perform a tafas dam bris on a katan shenoilad is because there is a concern, there is a chashash that maybe he really has an arla. Even though it looks like he has no arla, the Gemara says we're choshish for what's called the arla kavusha. We're choshish that the arla is stuck onto it and it's very small and it's very thin and it's difficult to tell, and therefore he still is considered an arla. And in order to mekayim the mitzvah of milo, the Gemara therefore says that you have to perform a tavas dam bris and take out some blood, and then after that he's considered that he has properly performed bris mila and he's considered an arla. Now, according to the Gemara in Shabbos, the only reason why you have to do a tavas dam bris is because of the chashash, it's a concern that maybe he's not really a mohol, maybe he's really an arl. If that's the case, track the Mishkan is Yaakov. In the Tshuva, in Yerideya, Simen Pei Gimel, doesn't understand. The chashash for Elokvusha means that it's only Dirabon. That means that min ha-Torah, if we consider him that he's not an arl, he's considered 100% mohol, he doesn't need anything. He doesn't need a tavas dam bris. So if you consider him not an arl, if you consider him that he already has a mila, so then I shouldn't need a pasuk over here to tell me that he's not allowed to eat karan pesach. He should be allowed to eat karan pesach. Elamai, what are you going to say that maybe doesn't have a mila, maybe there's an arla kavusha and that's because he needs a tavas dam bris? So that's the case, he's not an oilan mol. Basically, the Mishnah Yaakov says he doesn't understand if the only reason why you have to do a bris mila is because that tavas dam bris is because of arla kavusha, there's no need for Rabbi Akiva to darshan a special pasuk of Toshav v'sachar to tell me that a katan that's noilan mol requires a tavas dam bris and he can't karan pesach. It should be included. If he's taka in arul, then it's included in the regular halacha that arul called arul yechol, but that arul is not allowed to eat a karban pesach. So Zok Mishkan is Yaakov. From here we see a big yisoid. Here we see that at least Rabbi Akiva in this Gemara over here in Yevamos disagrees with the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos is one man d'amar. The Gemara over there brings down a machlokes in Rishamim and Bissul. And over there, the Gemara says the reason why Katan Shanel and Mol needs a Hatavas Dam Brit is because of the Chashash Ralapusha. However, Rabbi Akiva disagrees. And Rabbi Akiva says that is a new mitzvah that we darshan from this pasuk, that you see that even a Katan Shanel and Mol is not considered that he's completely fulfilled the obligation of a Briz Mila until you perform the Hatavas Dam Brit. And since he's not considered that he's completely nimal and he has a complete mila, that's why, that's what we see from this pasuk, and that's why the Gemara says over here that as a special gzeiros hakosu that Rabbi Akiva holds, you're not allowed to eat a carbon pesach until after Hatovas Dam Bris. In fact, the Mishkanes Yaakov goes a step further and he says not only is the halacha that a noilad moho requires a Hatovas Dam Bris, besides from in order to be kind of mitzvah mila, the halacha is every child that it has a regular arla and you perform bris mila, besides for the actual removal, the hasara sa arla, it's also an obligation to make sure that this blood that comes out, hatovas dam bris. In essence, hatovas dam bris is the fundamental component of every single bris mila. Actually, Mishisaki brings from Zayar, the Zayar Taka says that there are three parts to every mila. We know that there's the actual mila, there's the actual removal of the arla, and afterwards there's what's called priya, pulling back the skin on top of the mila. And finally, the Zayar says there's a third part in the bris mila, which is the hatavas dam bris, removing the dam. And that's the chiddush of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, since there's a chiluk of the mitzvah, the tavas dam bris, until you have performed the tavas dam bris, he's not considered that he is a mohul. He's not a complete mohul, and therefore Rabbi Akiva says he's not allowed to eat carbon pesach. Now, there's a problem with this teretz of Mishkanes Yaakov. The Gemara later on, one block later on, Daf Ayin Beis Manalos, when the Gemara talks about the mitzvah of eating truma, says the Gemara, brings a braisa that somebody who is noila kishu mohol, somebody who is noila mohol and never had a bris mila because it wasn't necessary to remove the arlo because it was already born like that, it was removed. So up to Mishnah, hareilu oichlim, they're allowed to eat shum. Now we know the halacha is that someone who's an arl, just like an arl is not allowed to eat kachim, he's not allowed to eat karbonis, like it says in our Gemara, the halacha is that an arl is not allowed to eat shum as well. Now here we have a problem. If we say that the reason why a noilad mohol is not allowed to eat a carbon pesach because he has not yet had a tavas dam bris, if that's the case, so why does the Gemara say that a noilad mohol is allowed to eat truma? The halacha should be that he hasn't yet had a tavas dam bris, and since he hasn't had a tavas dam bris, he's not considered a mohol. He's considered an arul. If he's considered an arul, the halacha should be that he's just like he's not allowed to eat a carbon, he should also not allowed to eat truma. Now, it would be possible to answer this kasha and say that really it's a machloikis. The Gemara of Bayos on Ayin Aleph that says that the Noilad Mohol requires a Tavas Dam Bris and therefore he's not allowed to eat a carbon pesach, that's the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva Taka holds that the Noilad Mohol requires a Tavas Dam Bris, and since he requires a Tavas Dam Bris, he's not allowed to eat a carbon pesach until after the Tavas Dam Bris. However, Rabbi Eliezer does not dash in the pasuk the same way Rabbi Akiva does. And in fact, we said the Gemara in Shabbos also doesn't understand that the reason why a Tavas Dam Bris is necessary is because there's a new halacha that every meal needs a Tavas Dam Bris. The Gemara over there says it's only because of the chashash. We're afraid maybe he really is not a mol and he's really an arul, and because of arul klusha you have to do a meal. So in fact, we could learn this Mishnah, that the Mishnah, the Gemara 9 base, is quoting a braisa. It's not going according to Rabbi Akiva, it's going according to a different Tana, and that Tana will hold that a Noilad Mohol does not need a Tavas Dam Bris, and therefore he will be allowed to eat Truma. And in fact, Yamshel Shloim over here in the Sugya Taka says that Taka Machloikis, and there's 2 days, and the Mandam who holds that you need a Tavas Dam Bris in order to eat Karben Pesach will agree that you need a Tavas Dam Bris in order to eat Truma. And the man, the Amr, who says that you're allowed to eat truma even though he's a noilad mol, and seems that he doesn't need a tavas dam bris, so he would also hold that a noilad mol would be allowed to eat karm pesach even without a tavas dam bris. However, the problem is that in the sheet of the Rambam, we can't say this, because the Rambam passes like Rabbi Akiva. And when it comes to eating karm pesach, someone who is noilad mol is not allowed to eat karm pesach until he has had a tavas dam bris, like the Gemara by us and Ayin Aleph. And when it comes to truma, the Rambam paskins that a noilad mohol is allowed to eat truma. So in effect, it would seem to be a steer in the Rambam. So to answer this question, we find in the Sefer Zecher Yitzchak, where Itzel Panovich, and it's also mentioned in the Sefer Imre Moshe, in Simon Chavez, they say that there's a fundamental difference between the Isser of eating Truma, is that an Oral is not allowed to eat Truma, and this that an Oral is not allowed to eat Kachem, he's not allowed to eat a Karban Pesach. Because even though it's true that according to Rabbi Akiva, and the Rambam Paskins like Rabbi Akiva, that somebody who's a Noilad Mol still requires a Tovas Dambris, and he still has a Chiv to do a Tovas Dambris, but still, that's only in order to be Mekayim the Mitzvah's Milah. In order to be fully Mekayim the Mitzvah of Bris Milah, besides for actually removing the Arla, it's also necessary to do Hatovas Dambris. However, if somebody doesn't have an Arla, even though he hasn't yet done Hatovas Dambris, we cannot call him an Arla. He's not considered an Arla. So therefore, the Imre Moshe and the Zecher Yitzchak both say that the difference between the mitzvah of eating truma, the iser, that a aral can't eat truma, and that an aral is not allowed to eat kachim, are two separate iser. Because when an aral is not allowed to eat truma, that's only somebody who is an aral. Somebody who physically does not have, physically does not have a bris mila, and he still has an aral. That's the type of person that the Torah was nakfen on when the Torah said you're not allowed to eat truma. So somebody's noilad moho, he's taka, doesn't have an arlo, even though he has not yet mekayim the mitzvah of bris mila completely, because we darshan from the pasuk toisha v'sacher that you taka need a hatovas dabris in order to fully mekayim the mitzvah mila. So that's true, but he's not an arlo anymore. The pasuk says that by toisha v'sacher, by karban pesach, he taka has to have a special hatovas dabris. So when taka halacha, that needs hatovas dabris, but he's already not an arlo. So when it comes to kachim, when it comes to Pesach, we have a pasuk that says that not being Arul is not good enough. Even though the Torah says Arul is not allowed to eat Karban Pesach, but not only is an Arul not allowed to eat Karban Pesach, even somebody who's not an Arul but hasn't had a milah, he's not a nima, he's not a mol, he hasn't had a complete milah, he's not allowed to eat kachim, and he's not allowed to eat Karban Pesach. However, when it comes to Truma, Truma is not like that. The Isser to eat Truma is only on somebody who is an Arul, not on somebody who's not a nima. So therefore, that's why the Rambam could differentiate between the din of Noilad Mol by a Truma and the din of Noilad Mol by Kachim and by Karban Pesach.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.